some species of bats in Wisconsin are facing extinction because of disease and other environmental factors. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service moved to reclassify the northern long-eared bat as endangered. That goes into effect officially March 31st. The service has also proposed adding the tricolored bat to the endangered species list that could become official later this year. Wisconsin has 8 recorded species of bats. 4 of them are listed as threatened. Each one plays a role in ecosystems around the state. J. Paul White is a mammal ecologist and the bat program lead for natural heritage conservation in the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. I talked to him earlier today. When people think of bats in Wisconsin, probably most of us are most likely to have encountered, I think, the brown bats that are going to live in houses and things like that. The ones we're talking about, though, they're different species. What are the bat species in Wisconsin we're particularly concerned about?
Well, we have 8 different species in the state, and the ones we're worried about are what we consider the cave obligate species or the cave bat species. And these are the bats that are reliant on caves and mines and other suitable hibernation sites to subsist during the winter months. So 6 to 8 months they spend their time underground hibernating. And in particular, they're the ones that are under threat from a disease called white nose syndrome, which has been in Wisconsin since 2014.
Right, we've been tracking this white nose disease, this syndrome, for quite a while. What is the latest on that? Are we seeing it spread, continue to spread?
Certainly continue to see it spread, particularly in the western states. Unfortunately, we have it on both coasts of the United States and certainly up in provinces of Canada as well. So I think at last count, there were 38 states and 8 Canadian provinces. Unfortunately, we've had it here long enough in Wisconsin to consider it endemic. So pretty much anywhere where you go in Wisconsin, you're going to find it as far as a hibernation site. So all of our bats, to some degree, at least cave bats, have been exposed to this disease for quite a long time and continue to do so.
As I understand it, you've just been down in some caves looking at bats. What kind of things are you looking for and finding?
Yeah, so we're just wrapping up our winter surveillance season where we prioritize sites based on, you know, what we had previously as far as pre-white nose estimates and then species diversity. And unfortunately, we're finding many of the sites that went down to zero kind of early in the disease progression after 2014 when we first found it. We're still finding very few individuals, if not zeros, across the board. And so it's not unheard of to go and visit 3 or 4 sites in any given day and come away with a no bat day. So that's not to say they're all bad news. We have seen some increases in some of our larger sites, which is definitely encouraging. Unfortunately, that's just really the little brown bat is where we're seeing some of those modest increases in stabilization. But in particular, the tricolored bat and the northern long-eared bat are bats that we rarely see anymore. And unfortunately, the hardest hit by white nose syndrome.
I wanted to ask you about each of those species in turn. First of all, the northern long-eared bat, I understand, being reclassified as endangered. Can you tell us a little bit about the northern long-eared bat, why it's threatened?
Sure. Well, it was originally threatened in 2015, classified as threatened through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And at that point, the disease had been found in much of its range, not over half of it, but it continued to spread throughout its most of its range, and I believe it's found in 37 states and 8 Canadian provinces. So the Fish and Wildlife Service tasked states and other partners to provide more recent information on what they're finding underground, just like we were looking last week. And unfortunately, the news was pretty bad, where we're not really finding northerns on the landscape, not above or below. And so they collected all that information and recently classified it or reclassified it as endangered. And come March 31st, that will go into effect. And with it, a level of protections, federal protections with it.
And then the status of the tricolored bat.
Right. Tricolored bat is a state-listed species, and I should say that with the northern long-eared, it's also a Wisconsin state-listed species as threatened, and that's currently what the tricolored bat is listed as in the state. We're seeing very similar things here as well. They were never really that abundant in Wisconsin, primarily found in the southwest part of the state in a few places along the Mississippi, but we never really found them to the numbers that we did with, say, little brown bats. And so they are also doing very poorly in much of their range, which is why the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering an endangered species status on them as well. But we won't know that until later this year.
And Paul, is there a protection effort that can make a difference for these endangered or threatened bats here in the state?
Well, we continue to work with landowners, both that have roost sites, that have hibernation sites, to ensure that those sites are protected in perpetuity. We know that these are places that bats rely on. As I said, 6 to 8 months spending their life. And so we continue to work with those stakeholders to make sure that those sites are protected, ensuring that only a few individuals would go in a year, perhaps just through white nose research and trying to limit the amount of visitation that they have, and certainly not allowing folks to visit these sites during the winter months when bats are very vulnerable to disturbance.
Paul, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Sure, thank you for having me.
J. Paul White is a mammal ecologist and the bat program lead for natural heritage conservation in the Wisconsin DNR. He's with us today to look at threats to Wisconsin's bat populations.